feel like I'm going to be a dominant pass rusher. I mean, I'm going to come in and whichever organization I'm at, I'm going to dedicate myself to them and work hard.
Thanks. Tell me about the responsibility that comes with being a player in the National Football League. What does that mean to you?
Well, the first thing it means to me, you got to have discipline. I mean, and that's something that I have. I've been brought up with discipline. And my mom, my dad raised me well. Second of all, you got to be a great football player. I mean, if you're a disciplined player, you'll be a great football player. I mean, because in this business, I mean, you got a lot of things coming at you, and you got to be ready for it at any point in time.
Is there like a dream about playing in the NFL, though?
Oh, yeah. Dream coming true. I mean, it's fun to see that all this hard work is paying off for me.
What do you want to accomplish? Like, what do you want when you get in the league? This is just a start. What do you want to do when you get in the league?
Well, I want to make that team a better team. And I'm going to come in and be the best defensive end in the league. And if that takes me to the Pro Bowl or whichever, I mean, that's what happens.
Gaines, do you have a particular side you want to rush from?
No.
Personal preference?
No preference.
You'll come from either side?
Either side.
Tell me about the financial responsibility that comes from being a top 10 pick. Are you ready to deal with that?
Almost definitely. I mean, that's why I stayed in school. I mean, to get my degree. And I feel like I'm ready for that. I mean, I'm going to do the right thing with my money. And I'm just going to take care of my family.
Who do you think, like Rod Marinelli, when he was in Tampa, he tutored Simeon Rice and Warren Sapp and Dwayne White and a bunch of guys. What do you think, would that be an advantage to you, like if you ended up in Detroit, to have him as your head coach?
Most definitely. I mean, when we sat down in our meeting, he was teaching me some things that I didn't know already. I didn't know. I mean, so I feel like when I get with Coach Marinelli, I mean, I feel like he's going to only be a plus for me. And it's going to help that organization out well.
Well, did he teach you just like some moves
just,
or something?
Well, just teaching me like in certain situations, like what you can do and what you shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys like watch film together, have dinner together, both?
We watch film together. Uh-huh. And just watched a couple of plays, Simeon and Rice, and just, it was just showing me that work ethic and just going from there.
Did you say, like, this is what I want you to be, like Simeon?
Well, he didn't say he wanted me to be like Simeon. I mean, I want to be better than Simeon. I mean, just because I'm a competitor. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a great athlete, I mean, but I'm striving to be better.
Can you comment on the story floating around involving the marijuana use from February?
Well, I'm not here to discuss that. I mean, just here trying to promote the NFL and just trying to have a good time with my family.
I assume you know it's not an issue for you.
What's that?
I assume it's not an issue for you.
Okay, you grew up a receiver, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How does that help you in terms of transition? And when you look at this receiver over here, what's your thoughts? Was it good that you made the decision to go to the outside?
Almost that. I mean, because Calvin, he's a heck of an athlete. I mean, but back in my receiver days, like I'm saying, I had me as my awareness of being able to see the field and being able to react to things faster. I mean, so being a receiver, you got to be quick on your feet, and I think that helped me out a lot.
Gaines, when you first became a defensive player, who were the guys you looked at? Who did you watch when you were?
Julius Peppers and Simeon Rice.
Okay.
I mean, those guys, when I got into playing defensive end, those were the two guys that I mainly watched. Got a chance to take a visit to UNC and fortunately get to meet Julius, but he owns a bigger and better things now, so just trying to get to his level and hopefully be better.
Recruiting visit? You compared all of those guys or patterned yourself after those guys in a certain way? Or?
Well, no, I mean, I just try to take part in their game. I mean, Julius Peppers is 290, he's a special. I mean, I'm only 265, so I can't do some of the things that he do. For Simeon Rice, I mean, he got speed, I got speed. Try to do some of the moves that he do, but also, you know what I'm saying, do my own thing.
How would you feel if a team traded down to get you? Did that bother you at all? Do you care?
It really wouldn't bother me. I mean, like I said, I'm here to play football. I mean, wherever I end up, that's where I go.
Thank you, guys.
And that was...